Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
What we were saying before the break, Greg, is our default mechanisms in coping is to isolate and medicate because it's the bootstrap theology. We want to hike ourselves up, don't want to burden anybody, but then we medicate the pain because it's hard and we're not meant to do this alone. And before you know it, our buttons are getting bigger. People can push our buttons. Our responses aren't what they normally would be. And our marriage isn't what it could be. So let's take it from there. Talk about the opposite of isolation and why it matters.
You know, there's only two places in the Bible that we're told to do something every day. One of them is out of Hebrews 3:13 that says to encourage one another daily. And I've known that, and I try to do that. But boy, being on the receiving end of people just reaching out, how are you doing? What's going on? How can I be praying for you? Just, you know, if you just want to talk, I had a good buddy that I should say it this way, we've become much better friends. We were sort of, I kind of knew him a little bit, but man, the way that he's pursued me as far as just reaching out and saying, hey, let's I'm taking you out to the movie, we're gonna go get some pizza, whatever.
Awesome.
It is in boy, just that encouragement, it's been phenomenal. And you're right, there's something so cool about the way that God designed us to be in community and how church really is that. And they're there, but it's, I have noticed that I have to fight that desire just to isolate.
Why do we want to do that? Because you're not the only one. I mean, we all do that when we're hurting. On one hand, we don't want to burden people. Maybe we don't want to have them see us in a vulnerable place.
Yeah, we don't want to be weak. Mm-hmm. We want to, you know, we want to seem as we have it all together. We like to be a rock. I mean, it's vulnerable. It's awkward to kind of put yourself out there. You're taking a risk because what if you put yourself out there and someone doesn't respond? I mean, there's, you know, you get your hopes up. I mean, there's a lot of reasons. And yet, boy, I tell you, I'm so grateful for that. We had literally some neighbors show up the other day, knocked on our door, and Aaron invited them in. So I'm like, oh, hey, people, who are you? and they literally went, we are so humiliated. We know what you guys do. Can you help us? And they literally, the guy confessed to having an affair.
Wow.
and said, we don't know what we're doing.
Wow.
And I say all this to make this point that I think going through, it's so easy to get so consumed with just all the emotions and feeling shut down and just trying to manage all of whatever the crises is for you, that what I noticed is that Aaron and I kind of looked at each other like, well, what are we supposed to do now? Like, and I literally am like mouthing to her, I am too tired to help anyone, send them away. and yet we just said, man, hey, we are for your marriage. I don't even know who you are, but I am for your marriage. So what can we do to help? And what I realized is, boy, how much that has energized me in something about getting all pursuing some things that are beyond the stuff that we're going through and kind of lifting ourselves out of that and going, God, we just want to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think I had any energy left. And it's been amazing to be a part of their story and to see them reconciling.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.